Surface oil in the Gulf of Mexico has been recovered or destroyed, though a great deal of work has yet to be done to repair the damage and restore the affected area. Chris Altieri takes a closer look.
There's essentially no oil left to skim out of the water in the Gulf of Mexico, according to BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, who has been BP's lead person in the region as the company struggled to cap the Macondo well following the explosion and foundering of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig on April 20th, an incident in which 11 people lost their lives and one that led to the worst environmental disaster in the nation's history. Suttle says the firm understands the cleanup effort still requires a great deal of energy and commitment.
We got a lot of work to do out there. There's still oil to clean up. There are still tar balls that are going to come ashore. We'll have to be there to pick those up. And I don't know when the numbers will shift. I think that will just be determined by what the operational requirements are.
Addressing BP's future plans for oil and natural gas reserves in the Gulf area, including the estimated $4 billion in crude beneath the blown well, Suttle said, quote, the company is going to have to think about that at some point. Suttles has spent more than 3 months managing BP's response efforts on the Gulf, but is now returning to his day job in Houston. Mike Utzler, a vice president who since April has been running the company's command post in Louisiana, will replace him. I'm Chris Altieri.